She gets back into the car. She's like, I'm ready to go to the club. I was looking at her like, the hair was going up and down and right and sweaty. The tissue was there and there. The vomit was still around the mouth.
And the girl, she picked up her cup like this and she went, and she didn't even look at him. She went like this.
Standard.
And he just poured her the drink. And I'm looking at her thinking, is sister okay? You didn't move for about 2 hours. For her to tell me that she was sleeping. She was sleeping in the club. Yeah, I was. It's cocktails and takeaways. Good, my good people, it's your girl, Madam Joyce, in the bizzle. We are back again. Tell a friend, you already know what it is. Can I just say, I love you guys, and we are currently in 2024 when this comes out. So happy new year. Thank you, Jesus. We've made it into the new year. The enemy wanted to fight us. The enemy wanted to kill us.
They wanted to hold us back. But we have entered.
They wanted to suppress us. Mm-hmm. But the Lord.
Father God.
Baba God said.
Jesu Christi.
Obala.
Baba Toda.
Baba Gigon. Mm-hmm. He said, no.
No.
Not my children. Not my chosen one. And we've entered 2024. So I want to say a big, big happy new year to you guys. And it's only right one I step into the scene in a new country. You guys, I'm sure you're thinking, where are you? This is not the usual set. Where's the zebra print? What's going on? Guys, I have a new set, and honestly, I'm so honored to be here. I want to thank my Nigerian team, Edcorn, Sheyi, for putting this together. It's actually been so, so amazing. But yeah, we have moved to Nigeria very briefly while I'm here, because I wanted to give you guys the real scoop. I wanted to give you guys the real tea. And it's only right that we sip on this tea with my good, clean sister, AP. I am so honored to call this woman my friend. She is an entrepreneur. She is a content creator. She is a presenter. She is a podcast host. She is the face of Ann Summers. And she also is the definition of a bad B. We're talking about the top UK bad B right now. And she's here today. Thank you. Please, round of applause for Adiola Patrol.
What an introduction.
Do you know what? And that one came from the heart. Yeah. Did you see? Did I pick up my phone?
No, you did. And guys, that was the second take. The first one she was reading off paper. The second one was from the heart. And it was from felt the heart. Organic.
Look at us. How are you, sister? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm so excited to be here. I don't even know where to start. Do we start with 2023? What we've learned, or do we go straight into Nigeria and why we're here?
I think you're the host. I think you should direct me. It's either or. How long do we want to talk for?
Do you know what? I feel like we should just get Nigeria out of the way, because it's in the tip of my tongue.
But there's so many parts of Nigeria. How are we doing this?
Girl, let's just start by the trip itself. Before the preliminary planning for the trip. Okay. I decided to go to Nigeria because in 2023, I saw everybody in Nigeria. I decided to stay in the UK, and I was going through my socials, seeing everyone have a good time, and the FOMO, the way the FOMO beat me, the FOMO slapped me like never before. And I promised myself, listen, 2023,
I'm going to be in Nigeria in December.
I booked my ticket in March. I was not playing games. I said, you will see me step into the scene.
Same. I was like you. When I saw people, I said, I booked mine in December. So I booked it for the year ahead.
The same December.
I didn't know what dates. I just thought, I just looked at the cheapest dates and I didn't even book a return. I said, who knows when I'm coming home?
No, honestly, it was just the vibe. I said, I am never feeling the way I felt in 2022 December when I was looking at my age mates.
Having fun.
Booty popping. But girl, I just want to say, it's so weird how we've done this trip together, but we hadn't planned to go together.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where we were, we'll meet you there.
Yeah. It was like the week before we started. I was like, oh, when is your flight? And your flight was a day before mine. And then it was just
And then
like,
now we're in the same apartment, in the same house. But how long has it been since you went to Nigeria before this holiday?
It's been years. I think the last time I went was over 10 years ago.
10 years ago? So yeah. You went as a baby girl?
Yeah, like with my family, going to where they were telling me to go to. This is my first time like as a grown
adult. Weddings and, you know.
I don't even think it was weddings. It was just, yeah, just going to see my uncle and aunties. I don't even remember what I was in. Even sometimes I think they would leave me in the house because sometimes I was that young. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't want, they didn't want you to cramp their style.
Exactly.
So coming out off the plane 10 years later, what was the feeling of being here?
Do you know what? I think I was just a bit shooketh because, you know, when you told, I don't know how it was for you, but when you tell your parents you're going to Nigeria, you're like, be careful. This one will scam you. Don't do this one. Yeah. Don't do that one. And then, so I was trying to keep my wits about me, not trying to get advantage of, because I was thinking I'm a big girl here.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got into the airport, I was already finessed.
Wait, no, do share.
So the guy asked to pay for my trolley. He said, I need to pay for the trolley. And he was like, oh, I'll help you pack your bags. And I said, oh, do you know what? It's even easier. Let me pay you to collect my bags for me, put on the trolley, and then walk me to my car. He gave me the trolley. He said, when your bag comes, I'll come back. Did he come back?
No, because you don't pay for the trolley, sister. The trolleys are free in the airport.
No, you have to pay for them.
The trolleys are free in the airport, sister.
Are they free? Yeah, you have to pay.
Do you have to pay for the trolley?
Yeah, you that got concierge, I got talking about
listen,
paying for a trolley.
Not around when I stepped into the scene. I said, listen, I need security.
Yeah.
Because you see me, I'm the type to get finessed.
Yeah.
I'm the type to just give it. I'm like, okay, here you go.
Here you go. That was like me. I was just like, okay, here you go. And then when I told my dad, he said you should have paid him after, not before. And I said, he said I should give him the money now. And then the thing is, I even saw him and I was even pushing my own trolley. I was just
thinking, couldn't even look at him.
I don't even want those. Yeah.
Do you know what it is to be finessed yet and to see the person that finessed you? You can't even say anything.
You can't even say anything. He's even now helping somebody else after I paid.
Finesse somebody else. Yeah. Nah, honestly. But can I just say, when I stepped off the plane, it was really weird. It was a weird feeling because I'd never been here. It's my first time here ever. In the UK. Nah, this is my in Nigeria. First time in Nigeria. I stepped off the plane. I remember getting into the car. And on my way to my apartment, and I had this sense of like familiarity. It was very strange. It was like, I've never been here before, but it feels like home.
Yeah.
It was such a weird feeling. It was very surreal. It was like walking around, seeing people that look just like me. Because obviously we're in London, so the majority of people we see is somewhat Oyibo, Oyisian. We are quite mixed.
Yeah.
Like it's a diverse country, but here just seeing Nigerian people be so loud and so chaotic
I fit right in.
Yeah. I felt like, wow, I always try to understand like where my madness came from. But coming here and seeing the people, it's in the blood. It's like, wow, there's a reason why I am the way I am, because Nigerian people are just so, so chaotic. But honestly, let's even just get to your most exciting part of this trip. What's been the most fun for you?
Do you know what? Seeing my grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I haven't seen my grandma in so long. Mm-hmm. And I would see her on FaceTime. I think she came to the UK when I was really young, like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this like impression of my grandma. Like, I know I really loved my grandma. And then so to see her in Nigeria, one, I just thought, oh, you're actually so old now. And then on top of that, you know, like, they're just so precious. And I've never really been around my grandparents. But to be around her in Nigeria, I feel like I could cry talking about her. I don't know if it's this cocktail or what. But I was just like, you're my mum's mum?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. And then, like, she looks like my mum. And then her mannerism, I'm just like, I see how it's been passed down to me. And she's just so, like...
classy ladies. You know what was killing me? AP went to go see her grandma. And honestly, you know, the way we packed, yeah... Let's talk about how we packed.
Okay. How did we pack?
We packed for Hoochie Mamas. Me and AP packed to be Hoochie Mamas.
Yeah.
As in every outfit
has holes. Short.
Breast out. Bum squeeze, tights, everything. So we thought it's going to be club. So when AP was on her way to go to her grandma's house, she wore one mesh skirt. She wore one see-through mesh skirt. And she was like, I don't give a fuck.
I was like, I'm an adult. And it's long anyway.
Yeah, this is all I have. This is the best I have. I'm not having any other outfit. This is what they're going to get. If they say anything, it is what it is. You know, AP came back from her grandma's house in full boo-boo. I said, where did you get this from? She goes, not gonna lie, I stopped to buy it on the way because I couldn't wear that skirt.
I had to, it was Christmas as well. And when I saw my grandma the first time, she's like, this is your skirt, it's too short. Or, and I was like, I'm a sissy. But I thought, you know what? It's Christmas. Let me just honor and give you the longest dress I can find.
The longest, biggest, puffiest dress you literally can find. And how was that? How was that Christmas
it was,
for you?
It was really good. Like, my grandma told my mum, she was like, oh, I just have this dream. I don't know, like, how Christmas is here, but I just feel like it's not as deep as it is
Christmas
in the UK.
Christmas was not deep at all, girl.
Yeah.
Honestly, it didn't feel like Christmas when I was here.
At all.
And honestly, what did I do? Was I not in the club? Did we not go to the club?
Yeah, you went to the club.
I went to the club. Went to fuck it up, and it just felt like a normal day.
Another day.
But I think I've already spoken about how I feel about Christmas. So this was perfect for me.
Yeah.
Because it didn't feel too Christmassy. Obviously, I didn't get any gifts from anyone, by the way. So, like,
you actually kind of did, though, but I don't think you want to talk about that one.
What gift did I get?
The gifts you've been getting.
What gifts have I been getting?
The gifts you've been getting. I mean, the new hair.
Gosh, shut up.
I think the Christmas gift is even still coming. I mean, I'm tiptoeing now. Do you want me to land?
She already wants to snitch on me.
No, we're not doing that.
You already want to snitch on me.
Anyway, going back to my grandma, she said that she had a dream. Not a dream, but she was like, oh, for Christmas, I would love to just tie my gala and go to the Sheridan Hotel. I've never heard of the Sheridan or whatever. And
She's bougie.
I have never heard of it. I said, okay.
Grandma's bougie.
Literally. And I was like, well, calm, like, let's make it happen. Told the family this is what we're doing for Christmas. And we went there. It was a nice buffet. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Nigerians really respect their elderly as well.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
So when they saw my grandma walking around, the singer was singing for my grandma, and then this random young man started spraying my grandma. My grandma loves being sprayed.
Yeah,
so she was just, like, dancing. It was just really, really nice to see, especially because I've never spent a Christmas with her, so at least I have that memory forever.
And you never bought no food back for me because you're fake.
Because it was a buffet.
Yeah, you should have packed something.
You know these buffets, they want you to eat
me
then
spent
and
Christmas
there.
Alone looking at the ceiling.
I visited you. I came to your room.
Yeah, you came briefly.
Exactly. I said
you came, but you know what? Honestly, Christmas. Like, Christmas here, I'm not sure about how people are feeling in London, but Christmas here wasn't Christmas at all.
I think it's because it's hot as well.
It's very hot. The only thing that I saw was in VI, they had this massive, like, light decor with, like, Santa and things like that, which was, it was beautiful to take pictures. I did see people jumping out and, like, taking pics and stuff, but I was like, in this traffic, it's never that
fancy. Yeah.
And the traffic is hell.
Literally, and I think in the UK, if you go out on Christmas, the roads are quiet, the motorway is quiet, whereas in Nigeria it was just hectic.
Crazy.
Everyone was outside, like, the buses are just, everyone's trying to squeeze past each other. I was like, it doesn't feel like Christmas here.
But when are we gonna do, like, matching pajamas with Bae?
With Bae, sorry, I thought you was gonna talk about Friendmas. See, two different kind of people, but yeah, with Bae, let's go.
I'm not trying to match with you,
me and Maz were saying that, like, next year I definitely want to do, like, a Friendmas.
We should do a Friendmas.
Like, a day of Christmas, but just with
friends.
For
the girlies, yeah. I would love that. I thought that was cute, but I think everybody this year, for some reason, everybody had a boyfriend. That was shocking to me, because I thought we was all single in this together, the first thing.
Really? I feel like everyone's in relationships.
Really? I feel like even if I have a man, I wouldn't do it.
Why? Why, man? Joyce is so... Okay, let me hear your why, and then I'll let you know if she's being real with herself. Go on.
Because, like, why?
Why?
Like, if we did it, I wouldn't post it.
No, I think she would. She would.
Do you think? But then again, like, I'm saying it and I'm single. Maybe when I'm in a relationship,
yeah,
I will be a proper simpiana.
Yeah, no, Joyce is a simpiana.
Did you do matching pajamas? God
yeah.
damn.
Joyce will do matching. Can we save this clip and archive it for when she
does her
matching?
Do you know what? If
matching.
I do... That will match as well, a dog as well, matching.
Yeah.
Honestly, the day
Joyce,
I do that,
I'm
gonna chew a candle.
No.
The day
you
catch
in the candle
and post it, I'm gonna chew.
Because Joyce, you're
candle.
Actually a simp. Like, you're a lover girl.
I am.
And then I just feel like when you have that man where it's like you're so giddy, and Joyce is such a giddy person. She loves to flex when she has something she's really proud of. As you can see, she loves to, like, show that. And I think you might not show a face, but you will show, like, me and my man. So you'll show the matching pajamas, you won't show the face, but you'll show you guys,
yeah,
are
maybe
doing
the
matching.
Hands and
yeah,
and the nice watch.
You see already,
and, you
know, how long did it take for her to now be like, handy nice watch? Now, can I just say that I've learned a lot about Joyce this trip.
Do you know what, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
because I was thinking this on the way here. Honestly, me and AP, I've known you for the past 2 years, and I really feel like I've proper gotten to know you this trip, and I really fucking like you.
I like you too.
Okay. I knew you, but I feel like this trip, I've really got to know you.
What is it that done it for you that you feel like?
Not gonna lie, you are so fucking cool. I feel like in terms of like, you are absolutely stunning, you're sexy, but you've got such a good heart. You're there for your friends. Like, I will never forget, I got really, really drunk one time. There's so much to unpack in this episode.
There is.
There's so much, but just even like, you're always there for me, like, like when I got really drunk, the way you carried my bag, like sometimes when like we're in crowds and stuff, I see you looking for me, checking to see if I'm okay. Like, oh my God, where's Joyce? Is she okay? Just those little like natures of quite a nurturing person.
Yeah.
Like, you always watch out for me. You give me good advice.
Yes.
Obviously, like recently, AP's been the person I go to for relationship advice because my life is chaotic. So like, if I'm like, no, AP, am I bugging? I'll go to AP and AP will be like, okay, cool. Let me write this down. And she'll write in the notes for me what to say. Yeah, she does it for you as well. By the way, Maz is here.
No, honestly. No, I do. Like, I always, there has to be the person of reasoning in everyone's life. And
no, you're definitely the person of reasoning. But yeah, give me my own love.
So Joyce, yeah, what I like about you, Joyce is very, what's the word where it's like, she don't take no BS, and I think you're very vocal, so I like that, because for me, I'm quite a nonchalant person, so unless like I'm actually pissed off now, then it's like, okay, cool, no, I'm not having this, whereas Joyce is very like vocal, like, driver, why don't you have maps? If I booked for a driver, why am I now using my own maps? Like, let's be going. You're supposed to be here at 7 o'clock. Why are you not here at 7? Whereas I'm like, oh, like, he might have been tired. Oh, like, maybe we should still. She's like, no. What's going on here?
Do you know what's funny? So, me and AP are currently sharing. No, we're in the same apartment building.
Yeah.
And AP's apartment, she was going through hell.
Oh, yeah, and, like, she had to, like, you came for me. For me.
I was
like,
angry for you.
She was like, oh, my friend's apartment, there's no water, her AC's not working. No, it's, like, what is all of this?
But what was killing me is that you were too calm. I was angry on your behalf.
Yeah.
She was too calm. Imagine, there's no, her hot water's not running, there's no TV, and you're coming, and she'll be like, and on top of that, there's something wrong with the sewage. So her room was stinking. I came into AP's room, her room was smelling, and she was like, do you know what, I don't even really care about the smell too much, I just want the TV to be fixed. I was like, are you dumb? Like, am I the only one that's angry here? Like, you're so cool as a cucumber, like, but I was like, I have to be angry for you. That's how I was now calling. Can you sort this out? How can I bring my friend here? And you've come and bring her a sewage room. Like, it was just hell.
Yeah.
But honestly, I have learned a lot about you. And I feel like I really like you a lot more. I wouldn't go out with you though often because you're just not that.
No. Guys. Joyce, back to back. Next club. And another one, and another one, and then another one. Whereas I'm very much like, okay, cool. Now I'm going home now.
You see, here's the thing. Like, AP's my girl, so I can't leave AP to go home.
But I told her to leave me because I'm okay.
Bad. My conscience will not allow.
But I'm like, I'm fine though. Like, literally, go have fun. Like, just leave. I'm actually, if you just let me go home, I'm actually just so happy about that.
Is this where we start the conversation about the club in life? Hold on, I need to get my notes because we're just on a free flow right now and I actually have points I need to hit. So, club in life in Las Giddy, have you enjoyed it?
Do you know what? Yeah, I just think, personally, I just feel like all the clubbing thing is very much the same.
Yeah.
And I think from a young age, I've really done the whole clubbing thing. Like, Ibiza, like, 4 times, like, oh, Marbella. Right. And it's like from day to night, and it's like back to back to back. However, so it's like, one, I'm kind of tired of it. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't really excite me anymore. However, I just feel like even with the ones I have been to, there's like themes, there's something different to each one. Whereas I just feel like the ones that I've been going to, it's like the first day I'm like, okay, this is fun. But then afterwards, it's like the same thing. It's like, is it themed? Is it like the vibe is the same? It's just the same thing.
You know what kills me about AP? Yeah, I remember we went to Obi's house Can I just say Obi's house was a fab time. I had a time. We went with Shay, and we're sitting on the table. Don't you do that to Lani, because I heard what you just said there. Heard what you just said there. It's okay. I've got sharp podcast ears.
No, that was very sharp.
No, my ears, do you know what? Not going to lie. I hear the littlest things, you know. My ears are very sharp. Anyways, so we went to Obi's house.
Yeah.
And I remember I was f***ing it up in the club. AP had her shades on and she was literally on the seat like this. You know the face with the glasses on. She's like this. And I'm looking at her thinking, is sister okay? You didn't move for about 2 hours. For her to tell me that she was sleeping. She was sleeping in the club. AP doesn't have the stamina for Nigeria. And let me tell you, for people who haven't been here or want to come here, if you want to come to Nigeria, unlatsi have
you
stamina.
You have to have it.
Unlatsi have stamina. Because you see, the club scene here is like never before. You've never seen it. You, bearing in mind, let me tell you the London club scene, and then I'll compare it to Nigeria so you know how fuckery it is. So, let's just say in London, you will step into the scene, bia 11, 12.
Yeah.
You'll step into the scene at them times. You'll go to one club, usually one destination, party by 3, 4 a.m., capuch. Yeah. Take your cloakroom, take your bag and jacket, and you go home. In Nigeria, the clubs don't start till 12.
Yeah.
But you're calling people at 11 o'clock. They're still chilling. They're still gauged. They're still resting. Everyone's leaving at 12. You go to the first club, be at 1 in the AM. That one is just a warm up.
Yeah.
We're just warming up. Party. Ha, ka-choo, choo, 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 ka-ka-choo, choo, choo. Dancing, 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 dancing. It gets to 3 a.m. Okay, guys, what's the next one? Where are we going now? Where's the 3 a.m.? Where are we going? What's the next one? What's the next one? You go to the next club. Ha, ka-choo, choo, 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 choo. You don't cast. Da. 5 a.m. Guys, what's the next club? Let's go to Hotbox. Hotbox, you're not in Hotbox. How could you? Guys, you're not leaving till 7, 8, 9 in the morning. The last time I didn't go out with AP, because AP
left.
AP said, I'm done for the night. I came home at 7 a.m. As I was leaving, people were still entering.
Yeah.
As the sun rose, the sun was rising, people were still entering the club. I was thinking, brother, do you lot not got jobs or what? Like, yeah. Like, what's good? This is a Wednesday, guys. And we're talking Monday to Sunday.
No, literally.
Every day of the week. It's the most craziest shit. If you want to come and party here, please. I said, please.
Please.
Please, come with your friend with stamina. See, AP.
No, but the thing by 3 is, o'clock,
and the thing is, of AP, when she wants to go home, she wants to go.
Yeah, I want
to
go. But also with me, I'm very much a, like, me as a person anyway, if I'm around new people, like, I would really have that much fun with new people. Okay. Like, I like familiarity. I like to know, like, and I'm a, like, experienced person. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going somewhere and I'm already waiting for ages, like, my vibe is already dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if it's, like, we're pre-drinking, then there's vibes, and then the vibes are carrying on, the chances of me staying out late is likely.
But you need to have the energy.
Yeah, whereas if I'm, like, waiting, stop, and then it's like I'm meeting new people, and then it's like wait and stop. Like for me, like I'm just a very much like I'll just sit there by myself kind of thing. Whereas if I was with my like a group
your
of
gang,
us,
gang, yeah,
yeah, then it's like everyone's energy lifts
each other, yeah,
yeah.
And to be honest, all the girlies that we know, everybody's kind of been scattered, so we haven't really.
Yeah.
It's just been me and you. We haven't really gone out with a clique. But speaking of club culture, let's talk about the boys. Let's talk about the man them in the Bamba clubs. Because,
well, how have you found the mandem, Joyce?
How catch you, choo choo choo?
Honestly, don't lie to the bad boys and the bad girls.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell y'all, mother. I feel like this is the sexiest I've ever felt.
I was waiting for Joyce to say that because
I say it every
day, morning,
every morning, this is the sexiest I've ever felt. You step into the scene and the necks are breaking and broken and broken. And like the way the man them love the kids, I've never seen anything like it. And I don't care if I'm saying it.
Nah, because that's how you feel.
No, That's the reality, AP.
No, sorry, no, sorry, sorry. That's how you feel. I didn't mean it like that. I meant, yeah, sorry.
No, the guys here, and I think what I love about the men here is when they like you, they're very aggressive with it.
Yeah.
I think with UK boys, you'll be looking at me, looking at you, looking at me, looking at you. I love how the boys are so forefront.
Yeah.
With, if I can hear that kiss in a...
And the thing is, it's like, it sounds rude to us, but to them, it's like actually just everything. Very, yeah. Everything. But in my head, I just think, what's that ratty?
Do you know what guys keep saying to me? They say I look soft. They're like, you look soft.
Little do they know.
I motherfucking am.
You know, but can I just say, like, Joyce is really trying, you are more in your feminine bag.
Yeah.
But it's like, you're really embracing it here.
The men have allowed me to be a lady. Yeah. You see, in London, we are... I feel like the reason why in London we're so happy independent is because the men make us like that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we have to be strong there because... Let me give you an example, yeah. I was in a club. I was in a strip club. And I went with two of my girls and a boy. And they had a group of boys on a table. And there was girls sitting down. And I was observing. This is me in my observation bag. Not one of them spoke to the boys on the table. But the boys were pouring them champagne, buying champagne for the girls, because the boys buy champagne for the girls. Champagne is the thing here for the girls. Yeah. Buy champagne for the girls. And the girl, she picked up her cup like this, and she went, and she didn't even look at him. She went like this.
Standard.
And he just poured her the drink. And I'm thinking, me in London, that if we're getting invited on table,
even if you want to poke your bum and you want to get a drink, I'll be like, who? They'll be watching you like, who?
Even if you don't like the guy, you have to speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
These girls did not even speak to them.
But that is why one of our friends, when she went to that UK event, she had an issue. She left the table. Because it was UK guys, and the UK guy didn't offer her a drink. And she didn't offer a drink. Flabbergasted.
She was flabbergasted because if girls are sitting on your table, and again, it's a pride thing for the boys. One thing, the men here, they have ego. They have, and I love that. They have ego. So they're not doing it because they like you. They're doing it because they don't want you to think that they're broke.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to be like, look at this small boy. So they'll buy the champagne and they'll buy the bottles. And they'll, if you're on their table, they have to look after you. Regardless of why they're doing it, they're doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I do, yeah, that's what I do like here. I don't really feel as though people do things for something in return here as much.
No, but that
whereas
is,
in I the guess, UK, yeah. I yeah, do feel it very much like, I feel like he wants to me.
Yeah, like seriously, like if you're buying me a drink, it's because you want to me, or you want to my friend, and I'm collateral, so you have to buy me the drink as well.
Yeah,
or we know each other, you're trying to do business with me, or something. Here, it's like we might never speak again, but you're pouring champagne
because I'm a
glass.
Woman. He can see I'm a woman, and he's just trying to make sure I'm good.
That way. So I'm loving that. When how many times have me and AP left the house? Have we paid for anything? Yeah. I don't think me and AP have paid for a single thing whole thing.
No, we haven't.
And I really love that. I really love that for us because we can deserve it.
Absolutely. We work so hard.
We work so hard.
Honestly, and sometimes it's good to just get looked after.
It's C&T, baby. Clubbing culture here, I've loved it though. I've had a good time.
Yeah.
What was your best night?
What was my best night out of all these nights? Do
you know what? I love the beach. My side is
What was you gonna say?
I love the beach. That was
I really enjoyed the times where, you know, we were just on stages.
What the hell was that about?
Like, we went out and we would just be on a stage, like, dancing, and I can't even dance to save my life.
Can I say something that's very interesting as well? Obviously, we were going out of NSG. That's what it was. This was our NSG week.
Yeah, NSG.
Where we were just going out with NSG. And no, it wasn't, because we actually went on the stage. Anyways.
That was before NSG. That was, yeah.
Okay. What it is, it's like your favorite Afrobeat artists, yeah. That in the UK, they are so far away. For the normal person, you'll just see them in the club. Like, I remember when we went to that event, the Sky Tyler event, and I was dancing. How could you? I was having a good time. I looked to my left, and Wizkid is just standing two people next to me.
I didn't even see him.
And I'm like, Ayo, like, is that you? Like he, and do you know what? AP didn't see him.
I even, that's wait, how no, regular wait, you know how, he looked yeah, just being behind me.
Funny that was. She was literally two people away. We were sitting next to each other, standing next to each other, and Wizkid was there. And I was like, Wizkid is here. And he was with Darko. Said hi to Darko, and I'm looking at Wizkid like, So when we leave, I was like, oh my God, that was such a time, and I can't believe Wizkid was there. And then AP was like, Wizkid? I said, yeah, I can't believe Wizkid was there. She was like,
Where?
And I was like, AP, did you didn't see Wizkid? And you were like, Wizkid was there. Where?
Literally.
And I showed her the video, and you can literally see AP's head in the corner. And two people down, you see Wizkid, and she was like, oh my God, send me that. And I was like, girl, no.
She was like, you can't use my car. However, you did have a moment like that when I saw Ashake, Burner at Obi's house.
Were they there?
Yeah, Ashake, Burner, Tiwa. He was with Tiwa.
I saw Tiwa, but I didn't see Burner, Ashake.
Yeah, Burner and Ashake were vibing.
I actually met Ashake, though, when I went out with Notes.
Did he talk about me?
Did you have an interaction that was worth discussing?
No, I just think you probably might have came across my TikTok.
Do you but know what? We've actually met quite a few celebrities here. Can I just say, you know who I'm going to talk about.
Shally
you
Poppy.
Know who I'm going to talk about. I'm sorry. Shally Poppy, if I don't take a pic with this guy before I leave, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about why you haven't?
Okay, guys, we went to the Shally Poppy concert with Hilda. And big up Hilda for taking us, man. She's amazing.
Yeah.
And we got, well, let me speak for myself. Yeah. I got so f***ed at the concert. We was on a table and Hilda, let me tell you something about the alcohol in this country. It's not the alcohol in the UK.
No.
I don't even feel like most of the stuff we're drinking is actually what it is.
But we just drink it anyway because you're not going to ruin our fun.
We bought a bottle of Patron and we drank it and we both looked at each other and we were like, this is not Patron. Are we still going to drink it? Yes. Is it Patron? No. That got us so f***ed. And then we went to the concert. We was already finished. We was already loading tequila shots, because tequila's our new thing. Hilda now came. And if you know Hilda here, you know she likes to have a good time. And she brought a bottle of tequila on the table. And she was like, come on, shots. And I was like, yeah, I'm still using my London stamina, drinking stamina. Because you lot know, I love a cocktail. I can drink. I can stabilize myself. Shally Poppy came on stage. My fan died. I kid you not. Elon Musk in a Bluetooth, boy. I started sweating.
Yeah, no, I was looking at Joy. She was sweating.
I was sweating. And you know, it's my pet peeve when people sweat in the club. I was sweating so much so I had a nice curls. I had barrel curls.
It had dropped.
My curls had dropped and they were sticking onto my skin. Then, because we didn't have a fan, I was now using tissue. I don't know whether the tissue is made from what kind of tree it's made from, but the tissue is so weak here that the tissue was sticking to my face. So I now had tissue on my face.
It was actually, do you know what, Anis? I didn't realize that we were, until we saw one video of us the next day, that we realized how drunk we were.
We was drunk.
But she looked very normal to me. Because I was so thinking, drunk. Oh, bless her. Like, I didn't have to tell her she was sweating. She's wiped off the sweat, not knowing that she's now covered her face with tissue.
This white was, and I was so drunk, I didn't
She was
realize.
So drunk. And then we've gone outside with Hilda and her friend. What was her friend called? Do you remember?
Do you know what? She didn't actually say her name. She said her name is Presidential Baby.
Presidential Baby.
She said, my name is Presidential Baby. And so I said, then, okay, purr.
She was, as we was going out, she started giving us shots. Well, Joyce shots, because you know me, when I say no, it's very much no.
No, I was like, no, but it was like, no.
She was like, oh, no. I said, but the mouth is still, you know, Joyce has a big mouth too, so it's easy to just pour it inside her mouth. So then, anyway, she's been getting the shots, and then we find our car, she's called Hilda. I was like, yeah, come, hot box, yeah. It was
Vanity,
hot,
like, Vanity,
yeah, we're going Vanity after. We pull up outside Vanity, Joyce's head. It's swirling. And then, you know, she's still trying to hold it. She's like, I think I need to be sick. And I was like, okay, cool. She was, we bust the corner now. And she's like, it's not coming. I said, Joyce, you know, sometimes it's good to just make yourself sick. Two finger your back throat. She's gone outside. She's two fingered. the things that were coming out. You know when the alcohol is just clear? It's just straight alcohol that's coming out. And you know the ones where it's like, you're so lucky I like you. Because I'm even holding the hair and I'm like rubbing her back, let it out.
She's like, it's okay, girl,
let it out. And honestly, even in my head, I'm even thinking, oh, that's even sweet because now we can just go home after. Because, and she's like, she gets back into the car. She's like, I'm ready to go to the club. I was looking at her like the hair was going up and down and right and sweaty. The tissue was there and there. The vomit was still around the mouth. I was like, she was like, yeah, show Poppy. I said, driver, take us home. Take us home.
I swear to God, I wanted to party with Sunny.
She
Poppy
wanted
so
to
bad.
Party with him so bad. I took her to her room, guys. She knocked on my door the next morning wearing exactly what I left her in the next day. The makeup as well.
The hair
as well.
Oh, God.
She was like, Sunny Poppy, I ruined it.
No, I ruined my night. No, guys, Hilda had a table with Sally Poppy. And I said to myself, I said, on this trip, Sally Poppy is literally like the only thing that's playing. And I've formed a new obsession with him on this holiday.
Yeah.
Every club you go to, Sally Poppy is the one that is playing.
The vibey.
Every time Sally Poppy comes on, are you dumb? Listen, when Sally Poppy comes on, it's the only person I stand up for. This is not Lagos. This is Plutomania, honey. This is Plutomania, honey. Like, Sally Poppy is that guy. So when the opportunity came to party with Sally Pops, I need to step into the scene. So it was the worst night to be drunk. I was so
heartbroken.
Out of all the nights. Because Sally Poppy actually right now has me in a hold. He has me in a bondage. And you know what's mad? I was speaking to Emmanuel earlier, and I was like, oh, yeah, do you know, I'm loving Sally Poppy. And he's like, who's that? The London people haven't caught on yet. The only thing I've heard when I was out there was Elon Musk. He's not popping out there like he's popping here.
I would see him, he's pop up on my Snapchat. Yeah. But I've never really, like, I didn't realise how
big. Honestly, I didn't realise how big he was. Because in London, we don't know him. I'll be dead ass. Yeah. The only song I ever heard was Elon Musk. And I heard, and.
Is that him?
Which one?
In the Nancy Bumper. Oh, that's him.
No, which one?
Oh, that's him, yeah.
Oh, God. He has like 5 songs right now in rotation.
Yeah.
He has like 5 songs in rotation right now. But guys, Sally Poppy is my heart and soul
right now.
Well,
you missed that opportunity, hopefully.
Do you know what? No, guys, seriously, if somebody's watched this, can you guys message Sally Poppy and tell him that I need to party with Sally Poppy just for what? Are you dumb? Do you know how his songs are on rotation? If I was singing Sally Poppy to Sally Poppy, God, that will make my 2024, I don't give a f- that will make my 2024 to Bamba Club. That's my king. I'm a ride for him.
Yeah, no, she's really been enjoying them songs.
No, I've been enjoying it. And I've been, do you know what? I was thinking of making a Shazam playlist for everybody of all the songs, not Shazam, Spotify playlist of all the songs I've Shazammed whilst I've been
being
on this holiday.
That's a good idea.
Because guys, I've really discovered a lot of amazing songs here, amazing Afrobeats.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, I don't know what your genre of music is, but my genre of music is Afrobeats, and here Afrobeats is the majority.
Yeah.
In London it's not. They might play R&B, UK. In Nigeria, all you're going to hear is Afrobeats. Yeah. And for someone like me, that's paradise.
Yeah.
Blast the Bamba Club thing in my Ras Club ear. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's CNT, baby. So, sister, obviously you've been doing a bit of Yoruba.
Yoruba, yeah, that's me, Yoruba babe.
Are you really
Yoruba
feeling like a Lagos girl right now?
Yeah, I feel like. Do you know what? Since I've started my Yoruba series, apparently people are online like criticizing it, but I haven't seen much of that, and I really don't give a heck because I do feel like a Yoruba babe to the core, and I do have an accent because unfortunately I was born in the United Kingdom. However, I genuinely feel like a proper Yoruba babe because even when I talk English, there's hiccups because I low-key have the mother's tongue. It's not the mother's tongue of the Lagos girls, but it's the mother's tongue of what I know.
Yes, what you know. I feel like I'm so happy you've done this series on a serious note, because it has been funny and it has been fun, but I feel like I really had to check myself, because I love my culture, but I feel like the diaspora, African diasporas are losing the culture.
Yeah.
And I think they're losing the culture because, and it's not our fault, I really do feel like our parents probably glorified what was out there. So rather than them teaching us Yoruba, it was more like exciting for them to be like, you need to learn English, you need to understand the English grammar. Which of course there's an advantage to that, because now we can go into English and European places and thrive. But I feel like I am so embedded into Nigeria and Yoruba that I would really have loved to learn the language.
Yeah.
So,
but I do think it's good that you do understand. If someone's having a conversation with you fluently, you do understand.
I understand, because when my mom was speaking to me in Yoruba, I'd speak back in English. That's what. Yeah. So now, like, you could have a whole conversation with me and speak Yoruba, and I'd get it. I know what you're saying. Like, you know, you're telling me I'm nice and that. Like, I don't understand that still.
Yeah.
But in terms of saying something back, my brain just starts going blank.
Yeah.
But your Yoruba's good though.
Oh wow. Emi ole paran fun yin, mama so Yoruba.
Period. No, your Yoruba's really, really, and I think it's gotten a lot better
since
the last time we were here.
Yes, and they wanted to drag me for filth because
So me, AP, and Maz did an episode almost a year ago,
mm-hmm.
where we were speaking Yoruba, and your Yoruba wasn't this good.
Yeah, it wasn't, because I hadn't had a refresher.
You've loaded it up yet, and not gonna lie, you've been giving them you've been giving them Yoruba. I want to start taking some lessons. Maz is one as hell. I does not even. No, Maz wants to. No, we do want to learn. I would love to learn. That doesn't mean you should DM me and be talking about your f-ing course. I don't need it. But I'm just saying, like, out there.
I feel like it's probably the hardest time to learn, though, now. I think for me, I was very much watching Nollywood with Yoruba subtitles.
Subtitles.
That really.
How I fucked mine is that I was just looking at the subtitles. I wasn't even hearing what they were saying. I was just reading it.
And I hate, even to now, I can't even watch English movies with subtitles. It throws me off.
Subtitles, I have to watch it.
Is it?
I love a subtitled movie. Give it to me. But yeah, I really do want to learn the language. But I've really been feeling like a Lagos girl. The girls have been educating me. I went on a podcast and the girls were talking about Vex Money.
What's Vex Money? And then I'll tell you something that I've learned that I found quite funny.
Vex Money. So basically, like, obviously, never. Tonight he's laughing. So when you go out, yeah, obviously the expectation is that if you're with guys, they're paying.
Yeah.
But just in case, they will bring cash with them in case the guys want to fuck up, and they call that money Vex Money. That when you if hits the fan and the man them are not correct, they will now angrily have to pull it out to pay. And they're like, yeah, you just have to bring Vex and money, I'm just vex. In case. I was like, yeah, you're Vex. So they call it Vex Money. And I thought that was hilarious. No,
that is so funny.
That was hilarious. What did you learn? Money.
You know, my sister, I do YouTube, patronize me. Patronizing me, I just find the word of the way they use patronizing out
How
here.
How do they use patronize?
As in, it's like disturb me, as it, but they mean like you. I have this business, don't be afraid to patronize me. Like, I have a hair shop, patronize me, like, becoming like.
But isn't it patronize a negative connotation?
It is in English terms, but they use it in terms of like it's like,
get at me,
like, yeah, hit me up. Don't feel any type of way to patronize me, be patronizing me. Like, when someone first said it to me, I said, why am I patronizing you?
I don't want to be rude. Like, I'm trying to be kind.
Yeah.
Why would I want to patronize you? That's
exactly
quite...
But they want to be patronized, that one.
So obviously you guys saw on TikTok
that
I went on a date.
Yeah, you did go on a date, Joyce.
I did go on a date.
And
everybody wanted to know how was the date.
How
went.
It went, yeah, because we didn't really TikTok, there's only so much you can say.
There's only so much I can say. And it wasn't even my TikTok.
Yeah.
AP has been snitching on her TikTok. I like to keep my life private, especially when it comes to my dating life.
Girl.
She said, be for real. Okay, the date went well. And
how did you even get to a point where you're dating somebody in Nigeria when you have just come here on a holiday?
Okay. No, but it was for a mutual. Like, that's what I'm saying. The guys are lovely here.
Yeah.
I feel like
how did it get to the point that he asked you to go on a date? Was it just like, can I take you out, or what was it?
Okay, so...
And how did the conversation go when, like, you knew what to wear and stuff?
Do you know what? If I would fuck you up. I'm
actually trolling.
I'm going to keep it brief. Yes, I went on a date. It was It was really nice.
And how was the date for you, like, comparing it to a UK date as well?
Comparing it to a UK date.
In terms of chivalry and all of that.
Do you know what? I don't think there was, if we're isolating the date, I don't think there was anything so spontaneous about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a very nice and sweet date. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a conversation, we got to know each other, mm-hmm. A, B, C, and D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what you do on dates, yeah. Right? So it was cute. Yeah, it was nice. It was sweet. And again, because it was in the sun and in the weather, stuff. It was.
And in terms of a guy courting you in Nigeria and a guy courting you in the UK.
Oh, who says courting?
Bridgerton.
We're from London.
We're from London. So yeah, a guy courting you in Nigeria and a guy courting you in the UK, is there much of a difference?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What is that? Definitely. Explain to the girlies.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like when you're courting a man here, the ball is very much in your court. Mm. Like, the question
is that he's in your hands?
It really is, like, how can I win this girl over?
Mm.
You know, and I think in London you have that same energy, but in Nigeria it's more aggressive here.
Yeah.
It's like, how can I prove to this girl that I'm not a bastard?
Yeah.
Or that I want her and I want to show her that I want her. I think the boys are a lot more expressive with when they want a woman.
And sometimes they like to move like a bad bee in the UK, as too have options.
Do you know what? Yeah. We was actually going to have a conversation about what we're leaving in 2023.
Okay.
And one of the main things that came up was sassy men.
Mm-hmm.
Men that feel they're the prize.
Oh.
Men that feel that they're the ones that are the lucky ones. They're the lucky ones. No, honey. No, you're not, by the way.
I left that in 2022 anyway, Sha.
Listen, I left those men in 2019.
But girls, you shouldn't be doing that in 2024.
No, you're definitely the prize. And I feel like it takes, I feel like once you set your standard, because I feel like that's what I've been doing. Once I set my standard for myself and I was happy being alone.
Yeah.
Anyone that comes into my space, you have to prove to me as to why.
Yeah.
Why are you in my space? Because, you know, we have the luxury in the UK, and I keep saying it, the girls are doing amazing. Financially, we're doing amazing. Physically, we're better than ever. We're sexy, fun, and cool. We have a lot of stupid boys.
Yeah.
So when you have these things going for yourself, you coming into my space, the question is why?
Yeah.
Why do you want to come into my space? Because honestly, it's a privilege to get to know me. And it's a privilege to be with me. Because I'm not one of these yeah girls. I got
and
my
I'm
shit
giving
going.
You my time. And I'm looking you my at time. My schedule and I'm slotting you in as slotting in like, in. I can work
because
around
Because guess
here.
What? My time is usually paid for.
100%.
For me to be somewhere, you have to.
Like, you want me on set?
Yeah, you
How have, many
you
hours? Have to pay
how many hours? Oh no, you got it. You speak to my manager. Surely.
Yeah,
you know.
But I'm coming.
So
I'm
my time is paid for, honey. Yeah. Period. So if you want my time, it needs to feel like
valued.
It needs to feel valued.
Yeah.
It needs to feel valued. So yeah, but I definitely feel that energy in Nigeria where it's like, I want to show this girl that I value her and I value her time and I value her presence in a way where it's like, it's off the rectar, it's off the scale, it's not a no bougie thing. See, the man them in London, they'll do it on a bougie thing. They'll be like, oh yeah, I like you, but I'm not moisting it. I'm not trying to be a simp. Nah, be a simp, babe. The niggas say they simps. Be a simp, baby.
And it's cool to be a simp. Like,
it's cool
shows.
To be a simp. We love our simps.
Yeah.
Be a simp. Tell me you like me.
Yeah, spoil me.
Tell me you like me. Tell me you want to f*** with me. Like,
prove it.
Prove it. Don't just be saying it.
Like, let me see it with my eye, because then I'll know it's real.
Oh God, no. But yeah, honestly, I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Joyce isn't coming home.
What do you mean?
She's
I'm
not.
I'm coming home.
Oh.
Eventually.
You see? She might even move here. Maybe even get married out here. I'll be able.
Let's not. Wait.
You never know again.
Like, marriage is too. Like, I'm still young and bouncy. See, the breast is still high. Let me take time. But no, honestly, I've really been having a good time.
It's C&T, baby.
experience we've had in Las Giddy, Lagos City. If I don't have to, if I don't rhyme things, then it doesn't work. Sorry. I just love
that's really cool though.
I know, I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Basically, so our sister Maria Musa is in the building. And
she just
landed. Let's talk about why Mariam is here.
Okay. Backstory.
Let's talk about why Maz is here. Me and AP said we're going to Nigeria. Maz's birthday is in December. We said let's go. So AP and Maz had already planned to go.
Yeah, no, I had already planned to go. I told Maz you should go. She said, I'm coming.
She said she's coming.
But she just didn't have a ticket, but she was coming, she's coming.
She's coming with no ticket. We said, okay, cool.
She's somehow come. We've now entered December.
We've entered December.
Because this conversation was going on way before December, by the way. January. Yeah. But the coming, I'm coming. She was like, oh, I'm waiting for the prices to go down. I don't know why she thought the price will go down in December. But anyway, now we're in December. The prices are higher than ever.
We're talking about 4K economy ticket. 6K. We're talking about dumb money. Maz said to me, I said, Maz, are you coming? I said, it's going to be lit. It's going to be a time. And she said, do you know what? Yeah, honestly, I just feel like I just can't be bothered to go.
Yeah, and I'm already going away for my birthday. It will just be too much. And you guys have a good time, though. I just don't really get FOMO anymore. Yeah. And I'm just really...
It's just too much, guys. It's just too much for me.
I just
want to
stay and just, like, prepare for the new year.
Yeah, honestly, like, I just feel like I've just had such an interesting year. Yeah. And I just feel like, you know, I'm really trying to, like, just... reset myself for the new year, so like, yeah, like I'm just.
But you
going.
Guys have fun though,
honestly. Yeah, like, yeah. And I said, are you sure? And I remember the last conversation. I said, are you sure you're not gonna get FOMO? No, I said you're gonna get FOMO. She's like, do you know what? I don't really get FOMO. I don't even get FOMO anymore. Like I've already been there and done that. I said, okay, don't worry. I will catch you when you come back,
guys. I think it was my second night. I called Maz. It wasn't even in the intention of asking her to come. I was just doing my snaps, just regular, schmegular. I wasn't even on a get Maz hair scheme. Yeah, like me and Joyce, yeah, we're doing this. Oh, yeah, so fun. And I don't even know how the conversation even came. I was like, wait, how did the conversation even come apart of you getting a ticket?
Can we hear Maz on the... Can we hear Maz?
Oh. Oh. She was just watching the snaps.
Okay, so basically Maz... went on a vacation, meaning she has a boyfriend now, by the way, guys. Not her soft launching.
I'm not her soft launch.
I went on a vacation. All right then. Listen, everyone's snitching on each other and I love that.
Yeah, for real, we're all snitching.
Everyone is snitching on that. Yeah. So she came from the holiday for her birthday and she spoke to AP and said...
She said that she's really loving her snaps. And like we look like we're having so much fun. I was like, oh yeah, babe, we're having so much fun. Like you should come. And then she was like, oh, but you know me, you say you should come. And then she's
like,
just
blase.
Yeah.
Like,
she was like, oh, let me look at tickets. And then she was looking at tickets. She was like, oh my gosh, babe, there's this one for like 1.6, which is actually a really good price.
Really good price.
And she was like, oh, yeah, it was direct. She was like, oh, I could go. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, baby, you should just book it. And she was like, yeah, I'm gonna book it right now. I said, yeah, baby, you should just book it right now. And you were on the phone.
But you were joking.
Yeah, and then she was like, oh my gosh, babe, like, am I actually gonna do this? I said, yeah, baby, yeah, you should come. And she was like, oh, when am I gonna say? I was like, oh yeah, there's like apartments where we are, like you could just come, like just. And then she was booked. Yeah, then afterwards we started thinking about like the visas.
Wait, so
and everything.
How did you get your visa? Oh girl, that literally. Visa appointment was hell to bumba club.
So that's how.
And now Maz is here. Now Maz is here, and she claims to be here for like 5 days, but I don't fucking believe her. She says she's gonna be here for 4 days, but we'll see.
It was supposed to be five, but you know, Maz, it won't be Maz if she doesn't miss a flight.
Because she missed the one here, by the way.
Yeah, she missed a day.
She missed the first day here. Yeah. Maz booked up Christmas Day. She was like, fuck my family, I'm coming down.
No, for real.
I'm coming to Las Giddy, baby.
But the day, the hell day.
The hell day
that we got into hell.
So, it's Mariam's birthday. No, it's not. It's Mariam's first day. The cracktails.
Yeah. So, it's the daytime, it was just hair appointments, regular schmegler. I was going to get my hair done anyway. She came with, get her hair done. So, we've come back. The plan was to go to
Davido. So I spoke to a friend who said that she had a table. How candid are we going to be about this conversation?
I think we should be very candid because the thing with Joyce is, she doesn't like going out unless it's patterned. And
no, facts.
None of us do.
No,
listen. Even me. But I think, do you know, because it's like I'm not in another country, and like she be telling me names that I've never heard before, and it's like, really, how planned is it? And it's like, I don't like wait. I just know how I am. Waiting, my vibe goes down, and I'm very hard to pretend, and I just don't like looking like that girl that's just like the girl everyone thinks I am, just mean face, just she wants to go home. But anyway, she told me a name, and I just thought, you know what, it's Maz's first date anyway.
Let's do something.
Let me not act like I know this person, but let's go. It'll be a good time. When we went to the concert or Shally Poppy, the table was very good vibes. Like, table, got into the table, yeah, very easy.
Yeah, easy access, A to yeah. B to C. Guys, I must say, confession, I'm very spoiled in terms of now that I'm in a good place, when I step into the scene, it's from car to place. No queue, bus through, table, champagne, tequila, Hennessy, party. Hey. That's my life.
Yeah.
So if I have to come in and there's no table, I'm standing around, I get bare aggy. I get bare irritated. I'm like, why is this not patterned? Like, yeah. If I'm not on the table, why am I not on the table? Like, what? Like,
you need to have more grace though. Because let me tell you something. Before we tell this story, this was Joyce's night, yeah? And it was, we'll get into it. But it was like, huh. But you take Joyce out, she's waiting 5 seconds, 10 seconds. But where's the person that's meant to be getting us? So where's the table? Like, oh, so what? No chairs, yeah? It's like, babe, calm down. Like, let them land.
No, but are you talking about your night?
Yeah, babe.
Do you know what? Fuck you. Let me tell you something, yeah.
No, because I was going out to support my friends. It was like, come, like, we're waiting, like, the girl was following us, whatever, but it was like, there's little things, but it's not that bad yet. Like, let them land. Like, someone's coming to get us.
But
Joyce, yeah, when she takes us out, yeah, I'm grateful because I understand that sometimes...
it's always patterned.
Always patterned, but I'm just saying that, like, sometimes...
So why do you need to be graceful?
No, because sometimes I am waiting too. Like, when we was going to that thing with NSG, like, they took a while to come out. But I'm not going to be putting pressure on you.
Fair.
But Joyce will be giving you pressure. Because Joyce doesn't like to wait.
First of all, I have ADHD. That's the first thing.
Let's get back to hell.
No, because you're not about to come for me and not allow me to speak. What does she mean? That's what I'm saying. Anyways, you're a bitch. You're terrible. And that's that.
That's that. Hell.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back. No. That specific day.
You wasn't in a good mood that day, actually.
Why wasn't I in a good mood? Because it was my man.
See, she's self-snitching. I wasn't going to say that, but there was a conversation
So
I think your tolerance already was a bit low.
Okay, I was in a bad mood. And the love is Sunam. Yeah. I was in a bad mood because of someone. So I was already low tolerance. Yes. 1, 2. Okay. If you invited us to somewhere, 1, why do we have the wrong wristbands? So much so that the woman...
It wasn't the wrong wristbands. It wasn't a wristband thing. It was just a guest list thing. And we was
she
always
gave us
the
wristband. Wait, because I let you cast me out. So let me defend myself. Thank you. She gave us the wrong wristband.
It's all one wristband, but okay.
Can you see?
Yeah, I'm defensive. Okay, I'll shut up now. I won't. I have no right to speak.
The girl was following me around like I was a criminal. She was turning. I kept turning around. I said, why are you here? Because we're waiting for you. You can't use a table. She's basically saying that this wristband will not allow you to go and sit on a table. So you have to stand around. And
she was saying that this wristband isn't for a table. But because we said we're going on a table, she was like, okay, where's the table? Like, they do this thing here in Nigeria anywhere where they like to take you to the table you're going to.
Yeah.
Like, they've done it. Do you really want to get? Do you really want
to? No! AP!
She knew where that was going! Oh my days, the nights we have had all. No, but we'll tell that story.
Okay, let's talk about the night of hell.
yeah, let's just go there because...
So, because, yeah, sorry.
Too many things are going to get unfolded.
Nah, I fell on my knees for that. I said, no, you're about to snitch on my ass like crazy, man. Right, so we end up at this Davido thing, yeah. So, first of all, the traffic in Nigeria is hell.
Yeah.
The traffic is literally standstill. So we're in the car
to get there.
And Maz is so excited. We're on our way to Davido. Maz is excited. Oh my God, what song is this?
Yeah.
Oh
God, this and Maz excited is like, think about a 5-year-old's first Christmas.
Raving, like rabid excited. Oh my God, I love this song. What song is this? Oh my God, I love Charlie Poppy. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Guys are going to Davido. Oh my God, like, it's so fun. Oh my God, look at that. Oh my God, what are they selling there? Oh my God, are they selling, what is that, mints? Oh my God. Like, fabulous.
You can't wait to get in there.
She was like, yeah, she was rabid. She
buzzing.
Was
buzzing.
AP was on the left sleeping, ready to go home. And I was doing, like, trying to find where we're going. Cool. So we've stepped out. The traffic is like
hell.
You're not moving. It's standstill. So we're like, let's jump out the car and walk. So we walked. Obviously, baddies, IDGB, stand up, looking sexy as mother. Do you know what I mean? Walk into the scene now, and we meet our friend that is supposed to get us the ticket. So we're like, okay, cool, you know, as we're used to, let's, you know, let's just step into the scene, let's just, where's the table, like,
yeah, navigate.
So
us, usher
we're
us.
Now standing
20 minutes turns into 40 minutes.
They're now calling the guy. The guy's like, I'm sorry, one minute, I'm coming.
And you know you're standing long when you're wearing comfortable heels and they're no longer comfortable.
We're wearing our comfy heels and it's just
on these rocks
pain.
Of Lagos.
On top of that, you now have these guys. Do you want VIP tickets? We are selling tickets. I'm like, babe, I don't even need your ticket, you know, I can't lie. But it was just that waiting alone. Me and AP were looking at each other like,
should we go?
Is it time to leave? So anyways, the guy comes frantically.
Probably like an hour later.
Bearing in mind, somebody has said in the back, these lot are standing around because they are looking for a free ticket. So my street cred is already...
Someone said that.
So my street cred is already reduced small because now they think I'm looking for free tickets. That one, my ego is already down bad. So anyways, we're walking. So the guy's giving us our tickets. We start to walk. We are walking. As in walking to Kilimanjaro.
Jerusalem. We was walking like Moses walked his people.
Moses walked his people out of Egypt.
Into Nazareth?
The promised land.
Yes.
We walked. And I'm thinking, bruv, where's this place? Because we've been to Landmark Beach before and we've never had to walk like this.
This far like this.
It was so stupid.
And it was annoying because sometimes you're walking on land and we're walking on sand. You're off it. And my heels was like, some of the girls could just fling off their heels and then just start walking on the sand. But mine was like buckled up heels. So sometimes I'd be having to remove my buckle to then
walk on
the
sand. You was
moving
like there was something wrong with you because I was thinking, why is it taking so long time to remove this buckle?
Because it's like the buckle was thin.
It was so humiliating to see you unbuckling.
And it's like, why am I unbuckling my heel for? Honestly. My heel is on. My heel is on for the whole night.
We had to walk
ask about
sand.
Me.
We had to walk through sand and everything to get to this place. On top of that, people were pushing. I felt like we were overdressed as well.
Yeah.
We should have definitely wore sandals.
Flats, yeah.
Flats, something.
It wasn't the table that Hillary took us to when we went to the Shelly
Poppy
concert.
It wasn't Hillary treatment. Hilda.
Sorry.
It wasn't Hilda treatment at all. We're now walking. We now get to the stage
of the tables, and it's a moving something that they've created on the beach.
They've created this like platform, and the platform is shaking. And
bearing
in mind, Davido's already on stage.
Yes.
So by the time we've got our tickets, he's already singing. Shadi wanted me.
You hear him shouting.
He's already on stage shouting. And we're thinking, bruv, like, this concert's already happening. And the guy that brought us, like, don't worry, it's an hour and a half concert. I said, so should we sit for the 15 minutes?
Yeah, bear in mind, we left the house at, like, 11, 12.
Yeah, it's like 1 a.m. now. It's like 1 a.m., 1 hour, 30 minutes now.
Yeah.
We get to the table section, and the platform is shaking. And people are on the chairs jumping.
And the table we walked for up and down for, is there not already people on the table?
There's already people on the table.
Is the drinks already not been drunken?
The tequila that they gave to me, somebody else even, can I have it? Can I just sky it? I said, fam, the tequila's
even
done,
bruv.
Like, the tequila's done. He's skying the tequila, right? And we had
we're
to
not even sitting on the table.
We're not
that
even sitting
on the
table. We're now sitting on another uncle's table. that let us sit on his table.
Because he was leaving, Sha.
So I'm like, oh, girls, let's just try, have a good time. I'm hearing, I'm on available. I'm like, okay, cool.
The vibes are coming. Maybe the vibes could be picked up.
Must have some tequila. I'm on available. Yeah. I said, okay, cool. Then
everyone starts walking
and I'm down like the steps. I'm thinking, is it interval?
Yeah, don't I said, Joyce, I think people are going. She said, it's an intermission.
They said it's an intermission.
She's pouring the drink. And you know, Joyce, when she talks with conviction. She's like, it's an intermission, baby. Let's be pouring the. This intermission. So, more than half of the people are walking. And then she was like, excuse me, is it done? They was like, yeah, it's done. We just sat there we actually just sat down.
As in, we weren't there for 10 minutes on that stage, on that table.
On that moving
table. Shaker table. We were there for 10 minutes. And I was sitting there thinking, I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm upset because it's Mariam's first night. Let's try and see if can go something else pattern. Yeah.
And then everyone was up for something else. Everyone was like, okay, cool, let's go, Zaza. Someone's saying Zaza, someone's saying Secret Palace. It was like, cool, let's go. Let's wait for the crowd to die down a little bit. Let's step out.
Into the scene.
Joyce is like, hey, cool, I'm going to call the driver, cool.
So I called the driver.
We're walking, Joyce is calling the driver, we're making our way.
AP and Maz are at the front. I'm calling the driver. This is the NTN number. The number you call cannot be reached.
Joyce is like, oh, I've run out of credit. Can I use one of you girls' phone?
I use Maz's phone. I've used Maz's phone to call. The NTN number that you have dialed cannot be reached.
Joyce is sending him messages. It's just one ticking.
It's just going one tick. We're thinking, where's this driver? I'm now buzzing his line, calling him one tick. It's not going through. I'm thinking, what the hell is happening? The traffic at this point, everyone is on standby. Mad.
Guys, and imagine what it's like leaving a concert when the concert has actually ended. Like, you haven't even left early when everyone is leaving the concert.
It's 60 times worse
than it London. Is in the UK. It's a big headliner in the O2 Odeon. Imagine that times five.
It was so bad. I'm calling the driver. The driver's not picking up. I'm thinking, what the hell?
I wasn't even really deep in it too tough. It was just like, I'm sure there's no way this is our life right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking, nah, this can't be happening. Because on top of that, we're now all panicking because it's like, we can't get home. First of all, it's blazing hot. My fan has died. My phone is on 17%.
I'm in Lagos. No security. Naked, the bumper club.
Naked, bum cheek out, breast out.
Heels.
We've been walking to just get to that shaking table. Timbuktu up and down,
off that shaking table to now be looking for a driver we don't even know where to begin to look for.
In a big car park.
With multiple car parks.
I'm now looking in different people's car, like, is this my driver? Guys, I kid you not, yeah.
Hell.
We now had to walk
out like a car.
We actually walked out almost 25 minutes. We now had to walk past the traffic because the traffic was like on a line on a road.
Like to leave and to enter.
To leave. We left that road. It took us 20 minutes. And one thing about the roads in Nigeria, they're not like normal pavements.
The pavement will start, stop, go high, Takashi's Castle, go low.
Takashi's, you will climb, you will bend.
You'll go round.
You'll see puddle. You have to jump. Like, the is like Takashi's Castle. It's not. Then there was some points where the road and the pavement will now join.
Yeah,
you'll now be joining with the cars.
You'll be with the car. You two are now a car.
You'll now be leaning right with the car. You'll now end up back on the pavement. Mm-hmm. Then there's now these, like, rather than it being a normal road, they're like these bricks and inside the bricks is sewage.
Yeah,
and it's pieces of concrete that have holes in them.
Yeah.
And then you have to step over them.
So you can't just do normal walking steps. You have to do large steps, small steps. You don't want to go into that hole. You fall into
the hole that's full of sewage.
Guys, it was awful.
But yeah, I've had a really good time. And honestly, like, I feel like we've had so many experiences that we've only literally touched on like 10%. But because of time, we had to
cut down.
We had to cut it down. But honestly, AP, it's been an absolute pleasure sharing this experience with you. And you know what, yeah, can I just say, sometimes when you go on holiday with people, like, it can really make or break your friendship.
Yeah,
because there's some girls that it's like you just can't go on holiday with, because they will just show they're weary and it's just that, yeah, girl. But I feel like every time that we've been out and gone out together, like, it's just been so much fun. And even the times where it's just been like in the house, me and you, like, doing random things, like, I've actually had such a good time.
Oh, I love that. I've had such a great time with you.
That
too,
sounded so fake.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think I don't know what it is. When it gets to saying all the nicey stuff, it just doesn't really sound natural when it comes out of my mouth.
No, yeah,
but I have had a good time. No, I've had a good time.
But yeah, we're bringing Maz to the mix, and maybe Maz will come and we'll do round two. We'll do another episode.
Maybe we should come on our pod and we could do a three-way.
Yeah, you guys have been on a break for a while.
Yeah, so
what's going on?
We just had a little break from press, but we are coming back. Stay tuned. Me and Maz have an announcement to make real soon.
Something is loading. What, press?
Press, something big.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We're doing a live show tour. Like, what are we saying? Like,
do you know what? I can't reveal too much without my other half being here.
She's here.
I mean, live in the episode. She's in the building.
Okay, cool. You've got something cooking. I'm honestly excited to see, as I pretend like I don't know.
Yeah.
as I pretend I don't know. But AP, where do we find you on socials, man?
You can find me at adiolapatrone.com. Could be skin and pressed podcast.
Period. And guys, thank you so much for joining us. This has been another fun and international episode of Cocktails and Takeaways. And we'll be back next week, still in Nigeria, with another new guest. No, that's not what we say.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. This is why I'm a guest and you're the host. Right.
No, you have to say, we'll be back next week with another... Look at the camera. We'll be back next week with another bad boy or another bad girl.
And we'll be back next... Am I dead?
No, here, this one.
This one. Okay. Am I dead next week? Pelu, another bad girl. I be bad boy.
Yes.
Nini Lasky, the Eko, Moti arrive. Okay.
Period.
Signing out. Monlo, Moti Shen, Komi, Moden Lo, Monlo Sita, Monlo Gel, Monlo Moti, Monlo She Igbo, Pelu, and Wa Remy.
Yes.
Tell them what's so for me, Niko. Anybody.
Period.
No.
And with that being said, marry later.
Oh,
Dabo. Last one.